We appreciate it. I gave this speech about a month ago, and I hope everybody saw I brought the Supreme Court trading cards that are out there. Everybody can grab a set on your way out if you want. And I gave the speech about a month ago, and we called it the seventh inning stretch. And based on the numbers now, I think we're at the top of the ninth, right? Mm-hmm. So let's start off. Actually, Justice Boyd will kick us off by giving us a little review of the term by the numbers.
Yeah, good morning. Actually, you should go back one, because one big change, obviously, over the last year is we have a new member on the Supreme Court. Our former colleague, Don Willett, has gone to the Fifth Circuit, and we now have our new junior justice is Jimmy Blacklock, who you see on the top right corner of that picture. Formerly with the Attorney General's office and then the Governor's office as General Counsel to Governor Abbott, and then was appointed recently to join the court. And interestingly, he's, 38 years old, so got some real youth on the court now, but he's come in strong, and we've enjoyed having him. So otherwise, no changes on the court, which allows us to be a lot more productive, frankly. The less turnover, the more productive we're able to be. And so we have, I guess it was 4 years ago, kind of came to fruition with a commitment that we made, changing some internal deadlines, actually shortening, greatly shortening some internal deadlines, with a commitment that every case that is argued to the court in a term, which begins September 1, would be decided by the end of June of each year. And we've met that goal starting 4 years ago. We now have left zero pending cases, pending argued cases at the end of each term. So that's where we are now in this term, is three Fridays left to get out the rest of our opinions. You can see from this chart here that we've issued 81 decisions so far this term. Of those, 24 of them are per curiam, 47 were unanimous, and 10 were split. It seems like a very small percentage of split cases, but one of the realities is that the split decisions take longer to get out, which means that bottom list there, pending post-oral argument, are more likely to be split decisions because there'll be multiple writings in those. And so those 13 are the ones that we're still working on to get out by the end of June.